SpaceX launches the world's most powerful rocket. The pioneering rocket firm SpaceX just pulled off the unexpected and carried out what appears to be a seamless first-ever launch of its massive new rocket, called Falcon Heavy. That makes SpaceX, the game-changing company helmed by billionaire Tesla CEO Elon Musk, the owner of the world's most powerful operational rocket. Falcon Heavy took flight Tuesday around 3:45 p.m. ET from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. About 2.5 minutes after launch, the two side boosters on the rocket detached and headed back to Earth. Thousands of onlookers in Florida could be heard cheering on the company's live stream, which was viewed by about 3 million people. In the run-up to launch, it wasn't at all clear that the rocket would work. People came from all around the world to see what will either be a great rocket launch or the best firework display they've ever seen, Musk said in an interview with CNN's Rachel Crane Monday. The rocket's smooth takeoff wasn't the only stunning thing about this launch. In a never-before-seen feat, SpaceX also managed to guide at least two of the Falcon Heavy's first-stage rocket boosters to land upright back on Earth. They cut back through the Earth's atmosphere and landed in unison at a Kennedy Space Center landing pad. The third booster was supposed to land on a seafaring platform called a drone ship, but it wasn't immediately clear if that landing was successful. On board the rocket that's now headed deeper into space is Musk's personal Tesla Roadster. At the wheel is a dummy dressed in a spacesuit, and the car is blaring David Bowie's Space Oddity on an endless loop. Cameras on board the car showed it headed deeper into space. Musk plans to put the car into orbit around the sun. Tuesday's success marked a huge step forward for a company that's already managed to shake up the rocket industry with its groundbreaking technology. The company made the world take notice when it proved it can safely return first-stage rocket boosters to Earth with its Falcon 9 rocket, which the company has used for more than 40 missions dating back to 2012. Those rockets have a single first-stage booster, and SpaceX has safely recaptured them after 21 Falcon 9 launches. Now SpaceX routinely puts used boosters back to work. In fact, the inaugural Falcon Heavy flight actually used two pre-flown Falcon 9 boosters. The center booster was new. Reusing hardware is part of SpaceX's plan to drive down the cost of launches. Before SpaceX came along, companies just discarded rockets after each mission. It's not, however, the most powerful rocket in history. That honor belongs to NASA's Saturn V rocket, which was used for the Apollo moon landing and was retired in the 1970s.